and other commodity-based agencies. The building is on the Fallbrook area of Lincoln, and this was added to a current vendor. We have now 13 blind individuals, and we are recruiting, so we are aware of at least 3 more people who want to become vendors. Cantaloupe update. All vendors have now made migration to the new NCBPI Cantaloupe master account. In the near future, few vendors will be testing the SID Cashless Plus program. This program will allow vendors to see the content of their machines in a remote way. This will be reducing a lot of trips to the sites. August is the cutoff day for vending readers to follow the new EMV rules. EMV stands for European Master and Visa rules. So MBE worked to get those machines updated. After we only identified, I think there were 5 vending machines. So they would be in compliance by the time that the deadline comes. New machines, all the machines ordered last summer has been now being installed, except for a few machines that are in storage, because the locations where they are going to be placed are on some renovations. A Lincoln Ford H group who focus on STEM related area came for a trip to the Lincoln office to learn about how vending machines operate, how they are being operated by blind people. So this was on May 25th. The students were ages 5 to 9, I believe. Yep, 5 to 9. Came accompanied with their grandparents. And Eric Buckwalter talked to them about the program and also showed how the machines work. He opened the machines to see how each part worked. There were a lot of questions. Can you imagine those questions from 5 to 9 years old kids? So having fun answering. And it's interesting sometimes how many kids have questions that adults don't like to ask. So it was a good one. Each of them left with a bag of chips. And that's the report, Mr. Chair.
Very good. Well, thank you.
I'll be glad to answer any questions.
And thank you for adding the additional narrative of some of the committees that you sit on and the things like that. Questions, commissioners?
I have one, and I don't know who to ask. I didn't write this down, Carlos. I'm just wondering, we have a meeting scheduled in Omaha on the 2nd of November. Is Carlos's absence going to be... is that going to cause us to have to change our meeting date, or?
The second, which day of the week is that?
It's Saturday.
It's NCSAB. Yeah, there's something wrong there, because NCSAB is usually Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So I will be flying on the 2nd.
Okay.
And our meeting, I think, is the previous Saturday. So it wouldn't be an interference. But yeah, I apologize if I put a wrong date, but when is the first Wednesday of November? You ready for that? Don't ask my phone.
Evening the 6th, the 2nd is a Saturday.
The The next commission meeting is November 5th.
November 5th?
November 2nd is the first Wednesday.
Okay, so I have the wrong date.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I will fix it.
Okay, so I think it's clarified now. Yep.
All right, good question.
So I'll be back at Friday and attend the meeting on the 6th.
I have a question, Carlos.
Sure.
Could you explain just a little more about what the cantaloupe? I know it has something to do with vending and you know, being able to tell what product is in machines, which I think is pretty cool. What else is it supposed to do as far as, you know, the vending operation?
My understanding is that it keeps inventory of how much they are selling.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty interesting.
It is, because then it can be chaired also by the agency. It will eliminate a lot of paperwork for both the vendors and the staff.
Now, is that program used by vendors across the country, or is that like a unique program that's...
It's across the country. It started in other places, and because it's accessible, that's why we are doing it.
Okay.
That's one of the things that we learn by attending different conferences.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
It is cool.
Yeah.
Don't ask me how it works. But if you want,
I probably wouldn't understand anyway.
Yeah.
I just hope I can give you the general idea. It's all I ask when I'm being asked to. Blind vendors are happy with that, and that's what counts.
Yeah.
Maybe Jim can add more to that, but.
Well, I don't know a whole lot more about it other than you do, other than
okay.
My understanding it's supposed to just track, you know, let you tap in remotely to see what is or isn't in the machine so you know how much to take, assuming you don't have on-site storage.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cantaloupe, Cheryl, this is Carol. Cheryl is the name of the company. Cantaloupe was formerly USA Technology, and so they are the operators of our credit card reader devices that we have on our machine. So.
Mm-hmm.
With that service alone, the master agreement, you know, you can get your credit card statements, you know, from Cantaloupe, you know, each month the blind vendors get those, and it helps with P&Ls and stuff, and it also tells you how much cash was put into the machine versus just credit card the cashless transactions and things. Seed Cashless Plus is the actual software program that's the inventory management system, and that is where you can program your machine, so you'll know, you know, coil A1 has Doritos, and you know, you can map out all of that, and then it'll tell you, you can set par levels to know, okay, there's only 2 bags of Doritos left, and you'll get an alert that you need to fill your nacho cheese Doritos. You also get alerts that if there's coin jam, bill jam, doors ajar, if the temperature, if it's a refrigerated machine or frozen, you'll get alerts or notifications that the temperature has fallen below the normal range and you need to address it immediately. Or if somebody breaks into a machine, you'll get, you know, those kinds of notifications and stuff as well. And so it's to help our blind vendors manage their sites better, especially if they have a traveling route.
Mm-hmm.
You're not making multiple trips to see what product you need, go back and get it, buy it, take it back. So hopefully it'll reduce the costs of blind vendors and stuff, because there is a monthly fee associated with Seed Cashless Plus. And so in theory, you would still make more money even though you're paying the fees, because you're paying less in gas, less in mileage, time, you know, for your reader, driver, whatever.
Makes
and so that's
sense.
Kind of the whole point of it. And it's supposed to be accessible, and you can, you know, do it on your computer, your iPad, iPhone, so you can access all that remotely. So it's just, in general, a vending management system.
That sounds really nice, especially if it'll tell you, like, if a machine is... something's wrong with the machine, or something's stuck in it, or you know, your freezer's going haywire or whatever. So that's pretty awesome.
We started to work on this process about almost a year ago, maybe more.
Oh gosh.
So, yeah.
It's been a process.
Yeah.
It's been about a year.
Okay.
I think it's been a year. Year and a half, something.
All right. Well, just a comment, you know. It was nice to hear how many jobs have been filled by blind people recently. Is that because there's lower unemployment? Are we doing a better job? What's why are we doing so well?
I think it's a combination of both. our philosophy is very strong. I think it's a philosophy that applies to everything, you know. With proper training and opportunity, anybody should be performing in terms of equality. So it's not just for the blind, but for anybody. And we train our staff members at the center. We emphasize that, so when they go to work on the field, they have that foundation. They don't hesitate about elevating expectations. We were talking in the car with Carol and Kat in the way here, how tired people are now at the end of the summer. As you notice, some folks like Nancy and Connie are not here because they are with PI now. Mm-hmm. So by the end of the summer, people are exhausted, tired, and maybe they don't want to know about any other program. Mm-hmm. But then when we see the results, mm-hmm. it's like, no, this is what we're about.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Well, what I heard that, you know, especially for the people that are here from the center, a lot of what we do is train you how to work and be able to do jobs. But what I'm hearing more of, you know, since you've been the executive director, is those relationships that you're building with schools, with employers, with other advocates to have those networks, to have those relationships, and be able to, communicate that their blind people can do things, and we're willing to do things, and that takes a lot of work. And I think we're starting to see the fruits of those communications and networks that you're developing. So
yeah, it has paid back. And our staff, they work very hard. Mm-hmm. We have some years in which we don't get that many placements because we place a lot the previous year. And mm-hmm. the others are being on training, and then we see the results.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any other questions, commissioners? Okay. Well, thank you for a good report. It was very positive. Seemed a little longer than normal, but that's because you were adding that additional narrative. And once you said that, that made sense. I thought, oh, you guys are doing so much more, but you did provide a lot more narrative, and then I think that was helpful to me and hopefully the other commissioners. And good job. I give it one last comment. It's so important that we get these positions filled, you know, because those are opportunities to serve blind people. We don't want to not spend the money that we can invest in helping blind people get jobs, helping blind people live independent. So I did hear a couple times that you're working with outside consultants, and
right.
I think that's great. That's a great great use of our resources. Are you finding, is that relationship, are we getting similar kind of results using consultants, and or are we compromising the quality of our services?
We are careful with who we consult or contract with, and they have also a very good foundation in their philosophy, and I think we are getting good results. Mm-hmm. There is pro and cons. The pros some, many times is, you know, good, they are doing the job, we don't have to do it. But the con is many times we don't have the control, and sometimes mm-hmm. there is miscommunication. Not for the lack of wanting to mm-hmm. communicate, but mainly because we are new to these things with them. Yeah.
Yeah, one of the things you may have to consider is training with your staff on how to manage resources. You know, it's one thing to do it yourself.
Yeah.
It's another to lay out objectives and expectations for outside contractors.
Right.
And so you might consider how we can do that. But I certainly, one of the things that I heard that struck a tone in my heart is definitely consumer groups need to support the commission and the need that we need to compensate our staff better. I'm gonna try to make that a higher priority amongst the ACB to get that word out. We'd be happy to collaborate with you in any way we can to communicate the importance of services and the we're not being able to hire the best people in some cases because we can't offer enough money. So we need to get that word out. That needs to be heard. All right. Unless there's anything else, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda. And Kimberly, are you ready to talk about NFB Newsline?
Yes. Okay. So I'm going to just start by just hitting some high points. And then basically, I know we have a few center students here, so I'll just briefly tell you what NFB Newsline is. NFB Newsline is media service for people with print disabilities, and it's free, and there are a lot of different platforms available. It's like over 500 different publications, and they're available via the telephone, online, through Alexa, using Alexa. There is an app, NFB Newsline Mobile, and basically you can access any of these publications through any of those sources. One thing that you can access through the telephone, at least currently only through the telephone platform, is job searches. And the really cool thing about that is, along with being able to like search jobs, you can put in kind of the criteria that you're looking for, and you can set up like, I don't know if I want to call them alerts or notifications, but you can set it up that they go directly to your email. When there are postings in those areas, you can go back in and edit the criterion that you have in for, you know, certain job searches. So that's a really awesome thing that is available with NFB Newsline using the telephone platform. So basically, as far as subscribers, we currently have 2,138 subscribers, and it's interesting because we only had 4 new subscribers over the last 2 months, but I did receive, you know, for this next month, at the end of July, we'll have I think we had like 6 or 8 new subscribers for this last month so far. And so we are adding numbers. One thing I want to mention is you can certainly subscribe to NFB Newsline by going to NFB Newsline on the website, NFB website, or you can actually just reach out to me and I am able to sign up anyone who is qualified. Another way you can subscribe to NFB Newsline is through the National Talking Book and Braille Library Service. So because you are already qualified for that service, you're able to just let them know you want to subscribe and they can help you with that. If you are obviously, if you're here in center training, you could mention it to like your counselor, and they could help you get set up. But really, reaching out to me is a really easy way to do it, and I can help you get set up. So anyway, we had call minutes for the last couple months over 11,100, I believe, for May, and over 11,300 call minutes for June. Online accesses, and that includes things like Alexa, the web, the NFB mobile app. The total online accesses were 11,728 for June, so that's, you know, those numbers are up there a little bit. What's interesting is our usage for magazines has really increased. Back in the first quarter of the year, January, February, March, our numbers were like 33, 41, and 36 for those first 3 months. Whereas like starting in April, we had, let's see, we had 300 and, okay, so we had 97 people accessing different magazines in April, 340 in May, and 254 in June. And so those numbers just have really gone up. And even last year, our numbers were pretty low, like 37, 39, things like that. So I'm glad that people are realizing that magazines are available, and there really are a lot of different publications available. One thing I did want to mention again is while I was at our NFB National Convention in New Orleans, I had an opportunity with our state affiliate president, Jamie Ritchie. We were able to meet with Scott White and ask some questions about NFB Newsline, you know, just different questions that we had. We've had some transitions from different people coordinating Newsline for Nebraska, and so just making sure we understand things. They haven't been doing as much training over the last few years due to COVID, and they are planning to do training for the coordinators for each state, so that'll help. For me, I feel like that's going to be a really good thing because I feel like there's a lot that we can do with NFB Newsline if I'm more aware of kind of what some of those things are. And I don't believe that I have any other items that I wanted to mention. Does anyone on the board have questions?
Well, Kimberly, with your new position with the commission, will you continue to serve as the NFB Newsline person, or do you know, or have you thought about that?
Yes, at this point.
Okay, good.
Good. Kimberly, this is Linda.
Yes.
There are a couple other ways. You can also access it if you have the new NLS e-reader, the Braille reader.
Yes.
You can download books, but you can also do Newsline. They're going to add more like Bookshare and stuff, but Newsline is there already. And another way is from the Victor Reader stream.
Yes.
So those are a couple ways if people have those.
Yes, thank you for adding that.
Good. Anybody else have any questions? Well, very good. Well, thank you for your written report and your oral report and all that you're doing to get the good news out. Thank you. Next on the agenda is the time on the agenda where we can have time for public comments. So this is a time when, you know, I invite the public to, if they would want to share some comments about what they heard or whatever, this is your opportunity. So anybody have a public comment they'd like to share? I'll write down your name and we'll go through it one by one. So any public comments from anybody? All right, well, we'll move on then. Next on the agenda would be focus topic. And are our focus topic people ready to talk about transition program?